You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Let it believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Hello, my sweethearts. Oh, thank you for reading with me today. I love story time with you, and I love you. Today, we have a book that is just so cute. It's called Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile by Bernard Weber. And you know what it reminds us of is that everybody matters. Everyone is important, even if they're a little different from us, even if we don't always understand everything about them. They're very precious and special. And sometimes the things that make you different are the very things that make you matter. They are the things you will use to help other people and change the world. Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. See you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile, right? That's a crocodile. Now, please don't cozy up to crocodiles just because they're cute and funny in this story. Real crocodiles, better leave those to the zookeepers. This is the house. This is the house on East 88th Street. Mr. and Mrs. Prim and their son Joshua live in the house on East 88th Street. So does Lyle. Listen. Swish, swash. Splash, swoosh. That's Lyle. Oh, Lyle the crocodile. Lyle was very happy living with the Prim family. He was especially happy when he was being useful, like helping Joshua brush up on schoolwork. But if Lyle was happy, he was making someone else unhappy. Perfectly miserable, in fact. That someone else was Loretta, Mr. Grump's cat. Mr. Grumps lived just two houses away from the Prims. Whenever his cat caught even the slightest glimpse of Lyle, she would fling herself into a nervous fit. Lyle wanted desperately to win Loretta over. He tried flashing his sweetest, most toothsome smile at her. To show her how really friendly he was. But this only frightened the distrustful animal even more. Those crocodile teeth. In the end, Mr. Grumps, who was even more excitable than his cat, would burst from the house, shaking an angry fist at Lyle. "Something will have to be done about that crocodile," he shouted, as Lyle fled to the safety of his own house. Uh-oh. To take his mind off his troubles with Loretta and Mr. Grumps, Lyle filled his days playing with Joshua and his friends. He loved being it in a game of tag. He could skip double dutch 100 times without missing. Oh my goodness. It came as no particular surprise that Lyle could high jump. But Loretta, who was just let out for an airing, was surprised. She was terribly surprised. Meow. Loretta was so surprised and so shaken, she fled to the nearest tree, and no amount of coaxing would bring her down. Not until Mr. Grumps arrived to rescue and comfort her would she consider coming down. There was a cat in the tree. Can you find her?
Something will have to be done about that crocodile, said Mr. Grumps.
Now Mr. Grumps was really furious. Now he knew he would be snappy and irritable and impossible to live with when he returned to his job in a big department store the following day. For the next several days, Mrs. Prim thought it best to keep Lyle close at her side. Together they fussed about the kitchen, preparing good things for the family to eat. When the weather permitted, they took lunch to the park. Lyle was always one for sharing. Seems like Lyle has a very good heart. He's just misunderstood because he's a crocodile. They even took trips downtown. There was much to see in the big city and much to do. Mrs. Prim could spend hours just browsing around antique shops. Lyle could spend hours watching building construction. They both loved to ice skate. One day, Mrs. Prim and Lyle went shopping in a big department store. Unfortunately for everyone, it turned out to be the very same store in which Mr. Grumps held an important position. Oh, and unfortunately, they were about to hear from Mr. Grumps all too soon, for it was his voice that suddenly broke in over the loudspeaker to announce a sale in the pajama department. Immediately, it was as if everyone in the store was in desperate need of pajamas. Separated from Mrs. Prim, Lyle was swept along with the crowd. As they neared the pajama department, Lyle thought he heard a familiar voice. "Lyle! Lyle!" the voice called out. Lyle recognized the voice. All right. Oh, and the face as well! The voice and the face belonged to Hector P. Valenti, star of stage and screen. But what was Signor Valenti up to now? Well, for the moment, it seemed he was very busy selling pajamas. Lyle remembered unhappily his days of traveling and performing with Signor Valenti, but in spite of everything, the two were just delighted to see each other once more. In another part of the store, Mrs. Prim searched frantically for Lyle. "Excuse me," she said to the lady at the information booth, "have you seen a crocodile going past? He was wearing a red scarf." "No," answered the lady. "I have no information about a crocodile wearing a red scarf."
"Excuse me," said Mrs. Prim to the sporting goods salesman. "Have you by chance come across a crocodile? His name is Lyle."
"Sorry, madam," answered the salesman. "I have not come across any crocodiles named Lyle today."
Mrs. Prim grew more and more upset. "Excuse me," she said to a man wearing a white carnation. "I have lost my crocodile, and I don't know what to do."
Whatever the man answered, Mrs. Prim never heard it, for his voice was lost in a chorus of other voices shouting, "More! More! More! More!" Those voices belonged to the huge crowd of shoppers surrounding Hector P. Valenti and Lyle. Because they had an audience and because Signor Valenti could not resist showing off, he had persuaded Lyle to join him in a free performance of their old stage act. "More! More!" the surprised but delighted shoppers called out, forgetting all about even wanting or needing pajamas. Mrs. Prim caught up with them just in time to hear another voice charged with fury shout, "What is going on here?" This was Mr. Grumps. And when Mr. Grumps saw what was really going on, his face turned red and blue and purple with rage. "Madam," he gasped, "we do not permit crocodiles in this store. You know, remove him at once." "And you, sir," he said, pointing a dagger-like finger at Signor Valenti, "you, sir, are dismissed. Something will have to be done about that crocodile." Those warning words of Mr. Grumps still rang in their ears as they said goodbye to Signor Valenti outside the store. Mr. Grumps at last made good his threat to do something about that crocodile. The next day he appeared at the Prim's door with papers authorizing Lyle to be committed to the city zoo.
"The zoo?" Mrs. Prim exclaimed miserably. "Whatever would Lyle be doing in the zoo?"
"He'll be doing whatever it is normal crocodiles are supposed to be doing," said Mr. Grumps, who wasn't being nice at all about it.
The Prims examined the papers and they appeared to be in order.
There was little they could do, at least for the moment, to prevent Mr. Grumps from putting Lyle in the zoo. Lyle's first night was difficult indeed.
Aww.
Not wanting to seem unsociable, he decided to join the other crocodiles who were cozily piled together. Just when he thought he had gotten himself comfortable on top, he awakened to find himself crushed to the very bottom. Lyle's restlessness so annoyed the other crocodiles that they all just got up and stomped off in a huff. Lyle was happier during the day when the visitors came. He amused everyone with his unusual tricks and before long was the biggest attraction at the zoo. Joshua and Mrs. Prim visited regularly. Arms laden with games and toys and the Turkish caviar Lyle so loved. Mrs. Prim did her best to smile and appear cheerful, but just couldn't hide her concern. "Are you feeling all right, dear?" she would ask. "Are you getting enough rest? Are you making friends with the other crocodiles? Do the lions keep you awake at night? Is the floor too damp? Do the flies pester you?" Lyle shook his head, yes or no, depending on the question. He tried putting on a brave front, but Mrs. Prim knew very well he was unhappy and fought back her tears. One night, a new keeper appeared at Lyle's cage. "Surprise! Surprise!" The new keeper turned out to be none other than Hector P. Valenti, star of stage and screen. "Shh," whispered Señor Valente. "I have come to rescue you." Señor Valente unlocked the door of the cage, and an astonished Lyle was set. "You can't go home again," said Señor Valente when they had put the zoo behind him. Señor Valente was bursting with ideas. "We'll put our old act together again," he said. "We'll fly to Australia. They'll love us in Australia." Lyle groaned. The very thought of never seeing the house on East 88th Street again was grim indeed, and too much for him to endure. Señor Valente read his thoughts and decided Lyle should have one last look at the house on East 88th Street. Approaching the now sleeping street, they were suddenly met with a wall of dense smoke. The smoke, they realized with horror, was coming from Mr. Grump's house. While Señor Valente ran to signal the alarm, Lyle broke into the house and rescued the still-sleeping occupants. Wow! What if they hadn't just gone back for a quick look? They never would have seen that there was a fire near Lyle's old house. And Lyle is the very one who could rescue the person that tried to hurt him. A gasping, frightened Mr. Grumps and his cat were led to the safety of the street. Oh, look at that! Lyle rescued Loretta the cat and Mr. Grumps. Even though they were mean to him, they forgave him. Lyle did a really kind thing, didn't he? I mean, Mr. Grumps and Loretta tried to hurt him. They put him in the zoo, and yet he still saved them. He forgave them for hurting him. And they forgave him because he rescued them. Now, the Prims and the entire neighborhood were awake and witness to Lyle's heroism. Mr. Grumps couldn't thank him enough.
"Ladies and gentlemen," said Mr. Grumps to the crowd of onlookers,
"Lyle is the best, bravest, kindest, most wonderful crocodile in the whole wide world. I would consider it a privilege and a pleasure to have him as our neighbor once more." "Hooray!" shouted the Prims. "Hooray!" shouted the crowd. Lyle moved back to the house on East 88th Street that very night. Aww. There he is. Lyle is at home with his family. Several days later, a farewell party was given by the Prims for Señor Valente, who was leaving to seek fortune and adventure in Australia. "Remember," said Mr. Grump, speaking to Señor Valente. "Should you change your mind about leaving, a job in my store will always be yours, just for the asking. We need people with your kind of talent and ability."
Everyone smiled happily.
Even Loretta! Oh, how wonderful! Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile by Bernard Weber. Oh, how wonderful! Lyle is a terrific crocodile. Now remember, stay away from the real ones, they're dangerous. But in books, sometimes we see things that are different than real life. What a fun book! What a delightful ending. Everyone appreciates Lyle. Lyle gets to be at home with his family. And even Loretta the cat likes him. I sure enjoyed reading this book to you today, and I'm so glad we had a chance to read together. You are very special, and you are so loved. 10 Ways to Hear Snow. 10 Ways to Hear Snow, written by Kathy Camper and illustrated by Kennard Pock. When Lena woke up, everything was quiet. No cars honked, no buses chugged, no garbage trucks gulped trash across the street. Snow! Last night's blizzard was gone, leaving the city muffled and white. But today was Grape Leaf Day when Lena would help her grandma make waraknab. Siti was losing her eyesight, and Lena loved helping her cook. "I want to tell Siti about the snowstorm and make sure she's okay." "The snow is so deep," Lena's mom said. "We could go with you," Lena's dad offered. But Lena wanted to go to Siti's by herself. "Stay warm," her dad told her. Lena bundled up. Outside, the sun on the snow was as bright as white as a light bulb. Lena squinched her eyes and pulled her scarf over her nose. She could barely see. "I wonder if this is how Siti feels," Lena thought. The world sounded softer, but the noises she heard were clearer. Scrape, scrip, scrape, scrip. What was that? It was Mrs. Watson's shovel digging out the sidewalk. That's one way to hear snow, Lena thought. Lena walked down the street.
Snack, snick, snack.
The noise was low to the ground. What was that? It was the treads of Lena's boots, crunching the snow into tiny waffles. Two ways to hear snow. Lena ducked under a pine tree. Poof! A powdery sound. A blue jay on a branch had knocked down snow. Three ways to hear snow, Lena counted. She listened for more. Swish, 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 swish. What was that soft, whiskery noise? People were sweeping snow off their cars. Their brushes made the fourth way to hear snow. Lena cut across the park. Another snow noise? Scritch, 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 scritch. Lena saw long, skinny tracks by her boots. Ahead of her, people were skiing. Their skis made the fifth way to hear snow. Rachid and Miriam were building a snowman. Pat, pat, pat. What was that? It was Mittens smoothing the snowman's head. The gentle sound made the sixth way to hear snow. As Lena walked away, her friends whispered and laughed. Thwomp! Oh no! Lena ran away fast from the seventh way to hear snow. Lena reached Siti's building all out of breath, her boots covered with white powder snow. Stomp, stomp, stomp! Lena giggled. She was making the eighth way to hear snow. Hello, Lena, the lady in the lobby said. Go on in. She pointed toward Lena's grandma's room. Lena tapped on the door. Lena, said, surprise, Siti. It's me. I came to make grape leaves with you. Lena threw her coat and mittens on the radiator to dry. Wonderful! The lamb and rice are ready, Siti said. Yalla! I can't wait, Lena shouted. Let's get started. Lena rinsed the grape leaves and placed them on towels. Put some filling in the center. Roll them up and put them in the pot, Siti instructed. They're like little grape leaf cocoons, Lena said, looking at them all piled on the plate. Or a lot of little sleeping bags, Siti replied. I love to learn about other cultures, don't you? And if I don't get all the words said right, I'm sorry about that. But I love learning these new things about different cultures. Ha! Mine looks like a mustache. Lena held her stuffed grape leaf under her nose. Siti held hers under her nose, too. That's good. She wrinkled up her face and said, we look like a couple of real tough guys, in a tough guy voice. Siti, did you know that we had a blizzard last night? Of course. Lena was surprised. How could her grandma know when she couldn't see very well? Then she heard a noise. Drip, drip went the mittens. It was the sound of snow melting. 9 ways to hear snow. Suddenly, Lena understood how Siti knew. Siti, did you hear the snow? Siti smiled. Each morning I open the window and listen. Today everything sounded hushed and soft. No noise is the sound that means it's snowing. Siti. Oh, Siti knew. Siti, I listened too. I heard snow 9 different ways. Shovels were 1, boots were 2, the blue jay was 3. Slow down. I want to hear them all. But right now, shh. Siti went to the window and opened it again. Listen, she said. Outside, the late blue afternoon was completely still. Quiet is the 10th way to hear snow. Wow, what an amazing book. 10 ways to hear snow. Beautiful. Beautiful. We have one more book. The Grandpa Book by Todd Parr. The Grandpa Book. Some grandpas collect a lot of different things. And some grandpas have a lot of pictures of you. Some grandpas put extra money in your piggy bank. Some grandpas put extra marshmallows in your hot chocolate. All grandpas like to tell you stories. Some grandpas talk really loudly. Some grandpas send you cards. I think some grandmas and grandpas see you on Zoom or send emails or messages on Facebook or Instagram. We have a lot of ways to talk to our grandmas and grandpas these days, right? Some grandpas can wiggle their ears. Some grandpas let you try on their glasses. All grandpas like to make you laugh. Some grandpas take you to school. Some grandpas take you to the park. Some grandpas live with a grandma. Some grandpas live with their friends. Sometimes grandmas and grandpas live with our families too, right? We have families where grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads and children and everyone lives all together. Some grandpas like to walk. Some grandpas like to drive. All grandpas like to hold you and hug you.
Grandpas are very special. They make you laugh and teach you new things. Be sure to tell them how much you love them. Love the author. He even put a place for you to put a picture of your grandpa. I sure have enjoyed honoring the elders today with you. Oh, grandmas and grandpas are so important, and our elders always deserve respect if they're good, safe, kind elders that our parents approve of. I think it's wonderful that we can honor our special elders today, and we can even adopt elders if our parents approve. They're people in your life that need a little extra love. Thank you so much for story time today. I always look forward to stories with you. I love you, and you are so, so.
Can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on her knees and pray her. They pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rhea.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Meet America's adults over 65. 70% of them have high blood pressure. And nearly 50% of those don't have it under control. Even with Medicare Part D coverage, about 5 million adults aren't taking their blood pressure medicines as directed. So why does that matter? Because high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and death in the United States. Along with healthy food choices and regular physical activity, blood pressure medicines reduce those risks, but only if prescriptions are filled in the first place. And one in four adults with Medicare Part D skip doses or stop taking their medicines altogether. Some are reluctant to treat a problem that often doesn't have symptoms. Others get confused over when to take which pills, or worry about cost or unwanted side effects. The thing is, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease don't care about those factors. But you can take action. Ask questions about how to correctly take your medicine and why you need it. Keep track of your blood pressure between medical appointments with a home monitor. Coordinate pill refills for fewer trips to the pharmacy. And reduce confusion by using weekly pill boxes and tracking apps. It's easy to download free tip sheets and tools to help you or your loved ones take their blood pressure medicines on time and in the right amount. To learn more, visit millionhearts.hhs.gov.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just gonna drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh man, the selfies.
Selfies nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on man, let's put a ride home.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
yo, let me flip the script. Like my homeboy's true penmanship. My Bible's got a pistol grip. So on this track, you're fixing to get pistol whipped by the KJV, all over thee. Scripture pouring out your soul, homie. That's coming out your pores to reach the pores. Sweat dripping passages of life hardcore, cause it's in your core. Preaching the word of God till your throat gets sore. Then you take a sip and live in water and preach some more. Holy Spirit living, cause Jesus was risen for your sinful condition. That's what church folk like to call conviction. So you're convicted, your disease is lifted. Man, you're gifted, your soul shifted in an upward motion. Your sins are on the bottom of the ocean. On this boat of life, you're straight up coasting.
I can't seem to get on the right track. At war with my own self, flesh, I gotta fight that. Gloves up, gotta fight back. I'm afraid though, mold me to the man I gotta be. Play-Doh, trying to stand firm, but inside I'm still a child though. Staring out the window, the outside is wild. Yo, look to the stars, but I'm afraid to reach up. Lord, extend your hand to the bottom, reach us. We don't need a suit to preach to us, we need wisdom from your very word. Dig in, teach us. And as I gain wisdom, hold my hand, lead me down the right path. Still broken, but you're all I need despite
all
that.
Run the race, though it's hard and we're scarred. God will help us if we ask and we keep up on our guard. Against every trap, every sin, each temptation, bruh. He can see us through, man. I don't know why I'm waiting, I can do it if it's his way and not the old man. The pro can lean back and just float like it's a slow jam. But most paths are covered with these stumbling blocks and way too many ungrateful mumbling flocks. Wanna grow weary way too easy and get greasy. I tell them they can keep on with him, but they don't believe me. Gotta do or do not, cause remember there's no try. This war ain't in the stars, though we lean on the Most High.
So powerful.
Come no way.
To all my indigenous people out there, come all my Native Americans, we might be many tribes, we're all one.
Gave me silver helmets on, brought a different kind of fate. Saw the battle lines were drawn here in this holy place. Saw the ships across the bay from a land beyond the sea. You can put your guns away. Welcome to our family. We're Chapo and Choctaw and Navajo and Sioux, Arapaho and Kiowa. Mother, what tribe are you? What tribe are you?
That's right.
What tribe are you?
I am one with the Creator, protector of the land. Bikakuin Dun, the great I am. From the mountains of the sacred to the spirit of these lyrics to the soul of the universe. I know that you can hear it, an appointed time. A new era for that chosen people, they're not divine. I'm shooting for that spot where we are equal. All men are created, but the most of the hated are the ones who I love dominated. And I never fake it, only real ones on my team. That spot that we feed is for the American dream. But is it really what it seems? The truth shall be told, I uphold what we bring. Values from my history, the battles and the misery, only turn into the outcome of my victory. And this ain't my country, 'tis it thee, the land of the free, but the home of some chivalry. That's right. To all my Native Americans out there, stand up. No DAPL, no pipeline,
never.
Proud to be a Redskin.
That's right.
You better so in that metal.
Straight.
Yeah. Mescalero Apache.
We know it better that we go to only places you decreed. Where are all the buffalo? And did you just take what you need? You ask us what our feathers mean. We are honoring the birds. Did your golden trinkets gleam? Did you honor your word? We're Chippewa and Choctaw and Navajo and Sioux, Arapaho and Kiowa. Brother, what tribe are you? We're Iroquois and Pueblo. We're Cherokee and Cree, Apache and Blackfoot. So sister, you can run free.
Oh, there's the day I know.
get up, all the way up and die. Stay prayed up, be prayed up some more. On a holy red road, singing our show. Murder in the end, no more. With the voices in the head of the Lord of my soul. Can I come home? Come sweet Lord, dear Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh Lord, with your love I can feel your heart in me. Oh yeah, when we really need to breathe in the air that you give it up. You are my protector, here in this world of danger. Now all my people come together. From the days of old with the warning of elders, they were set to help us like angels direct us. Yeah, I know everybody ain't perfect, cause we still are still sinning and living and knowing and never repenting. Everywhere in the city they live in, listening to what I pray within, pray within. From the mouth you eat, in the love we breathe, in the cup we drink, and the tongue we speak, and you see them die. So tell me why, won't you come and breathe in? Save her, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way, lay, lay.
Sorrow at dawn, and again at dusk, grinds our insides, knots our bellies, pangs finger woven from remembering meat. Our cheeks draw close together, water, sour. Some mornings I wake weeping, fold my soul within my hand, press my will into my lips. With each tear, I covet the salt of Lot's wife. Half an ounce of joy would buy our lives. We survive on the crumbs others disdain. Pray they are clumsy, leave handfuls behind. What they esteem lightly enlightens our eyes. Nights make us ache for when we had peace, when we were people of plenty, had more than we needed. There were grapes in this land that it took two to carry. Of course, there were not. That was Canaan. We know it. Memory satisfies one kind of hunger.
I sing you to me, long-fingered hunters who draw back. Know how to stop a heart with a prayer. There, with you, is always plenty. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, warriors who know this is no longer Eden. Even fight ghosts and shadows so that I can sleep. Victory and peace cost you your dreams. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, men of medicine who know there is no sin. When sage and cedar, sang and wheel, heal, burns left by fire, grief. Stone. I sing you to me. I sing you to me. Factors, men of the open hand, trading wisdom, wealth, and land. Sand, white from the eyes, lies revealed. Run, run into flames, beams, find lines of stone dance songs. I sing you to me. I sing you to me. Chiefs who ponder on your beds, heads of state, of favor, of mind. Find, when you call, God answers. I sing you.
Wake up, come, let's all go to water. You're here with the panther, eagle, and otter. Indigenous appeal, all soul in the God. Can listen with love, respect, and honor. We all have a start like the do our mound. A mother town, sacred, beloved ground. Like mountain air, and clear all the doubt we share. Cause we never go without a prayer. So we must teach our youth what they need to learn. Jesus to save us and our elders to train us to live in this world and still remain us.
Loved.
Better believe it, get on and knees and pray all, then pray all, and never look back once the world forgave you. Savor, better believe it, get on and knees and pray all, then pray all, and never look back once the world forgave.
You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.